I mean, there'll be a lot of people argue with you. Hey, that's real wood. You'll be like, no, that's plastic. No, they look real.
It looks like great. It looks like hardwood floors.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they're tough too. I mean, they're real tough. They're not like you said. They're not like the deal where you can just move a refrigerator or something and it just scratches them all to pieces. Right. They're tough.
Well, and the beauty is on those kind that are individual pieces, if you get one that gets a flaw in it, something happens to it, you can pop it up and put a new one in versus that big sheet vinyl like that. And I think it depends on what stage of life you're in is what kind of flooring you want. There's some people that, you know, they got three kids living in a house from 2 to 6, and they're like, man, I want something that's easy to take care of, easy to clean. The kids aren't going to mess it up. Some people are, kids are moved off, and they're like, hey, I want something that there's not going to be a lot of traffic in here, and I want something that's soft. And if you want carpet, we can do whatever. I mean, that's kind of in the eye of the beholder is what I'd say on flooring. But, from A to Z, there's all different types of opportunities to put different types of floor coverings down.
You know what still amazes me, though? You go in these old, old houses, and it's got that sculptured carpet that's probably 50 years old, and it's ugly, but it's not wore out. So, you know, when they made that carpet back then, you know they can still make that carpet. It's durable as heck. They don't make it anymore like that where it wears out, but you know they could still make it. But anyway, going through the floors. Now, let's talk about something, my favorite part, what you're doing right now, so that I can sell. Some products I know you're starting right now. I know the rain's affected it. You've got a bunch of houses that we're going to put on the market for you. We've got, I guess, a couple in Champion starting. You got a couple at K&A. Different ones and some more in Holster you're doing there too.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about that. Let's start whichever one you want to, whichever subdivision. So you got from a patio home all the way to 5 acres. You got tons of stuff going. Let's talk about that.
Well, I think the houses you mentioned earlier out at K&A, which is, you know, out on 2288, we picked a couple house plans that, I mean, they're up on a little hill. You got a fantastic view looking back into San Angelo. What's pretty neat right now, you can look over the O.C. Fisher, has a little water in it, so you got a lake view. You know, that's pretty rare.
It's amazing.
And so that's kind of changed things. But, they're going to be in that 2,200 to 2,500 square foot range. You know, kind of what we've talked about. They're going to have some differences on the inside. We've done some things that I think when we get them all
neat,
finished out and tricked out, you're not going to walk into just a cookie cutter kind of house. There's going to be some neat features to it. But the selling point to me is you're in the country, you got a little land to go with it, and you got a fantastic view. And the way those lots are laid out, you're not going to be battling the west sun all summer long. You're going to have a fantastic view with a nice place you can sit out there in the evening and drink your big glass of iced tea all summer long. And we like to put little fire pits in. I think more and more people learn that, you know, you spend all day long in the office. It's nice to come home in the evening and go outside and enjoy the outside.
Oversized garages where your truck could actually fit in the garage.
No doubt. Put your big garage in there. But we're just getting the concrete poured on those. So, you know, we're probably 60 days away from you really being able to look at them and tell what they are. But they're right around the corner.
So, and I'm still predicting that you get some other people that are going to buy a couple of those. Because you have, just a prediction, I just got back from Austin listening to our governor talk, and he's talking about how the Permian Basin is just booming so big. What's happening? It's not slowing down anytime soon, and which is great for the San Angelo economy too.
No doubt. Yeah,
and
it's so nice.
And that's
nice,
just nice. Right there. Which is, he said, if you see somebody from them, shake their hand. Last 2 years, they put over $1 billion each year into our Texas economy.
Wow, that's incredible.
Good for everybody. So wonderful. So that's going good. So that's from 5 acres, and then let's go all the way into San Angelo at Champions, and that one floor plan. Will just showed it to me. The front of it is beautiful.
Well, we the challenge on these smaller lots right there, those zero lot lines, I mean, you got to get creative. And, once again, I mean, I'm a big, big believer in that if you got a little bit of outdoor area that's got some usefulness to it, not just a backyard that you just kind of put your old dog back there that you really don't want in the house. I mean, so we've designed both of those where they got a nice courtyard, you got a neat little layout, got big windows that are going to be there, and they probably cater to somebody that doesn't want a big yard, doesn't want to have to go have a ton of maintenance, but they're going to be about 2,000 square foot. Once again, we'll go with the high ceilings and the upgrade on all the other things in there. But a lot of those upgrades, we absorb the price in them. I mean, I want everybody to have a nice quality product. And we don't do any advertising. We don't do any big marketing or promotion. But we seem to stay busy because, you know, our work kind of sells itself. And those particular lots over there, and I appreciate you letting us have a shot at them, because one problem in San Angelo today is there's just not a lot of opportunity to find a piece of property to build anything on. And so finding those was a godsend for us.
Yeah, but the product you're doing too is, like you said, they're not the cookie cutters. They're not like, oh, that one looks just like the one next to it and the one next to it and the one next to it and the one next to it. they're going to be different. So when you have your friends over there and they go, wow, this is a neat house. You know, this is something special. You know, it's just kind of, I think people would enjoy.
Right. Well, it makes us a little nervous every once in a while because we sometimes get far enough out of the box. We're like, man, is anybody going to see our vision? But we found that everybody sees it. Now, most people don't want to take the risk to go do it on the front end. But once you've already done it for them, they're like, ooh, I like that. But that's kind of what our responsibility is when we're in the design process to go pick something that's a little different, got a little bit different layout, definitely a little different finish to it. So when you walk in there, I mean, you kind of know when you walk in one of our places, when it's finished out, it's something we did. I mean, we got our own little style and character to it, and it works. And I mean, it wouldn't be for everybody, but for the people that walk in there and see it and get an opportunity, we hadn't had any problem moving them on. Somebody buys them and they're excited to live there.
Yeah, and we've got this, and then you've got some opportunities out there. Will's pushing real hard. It's Hollister still, and it's a neat little area, which is in Wall School District.
Right, right. There's I don't know what the exact number. I'm going to call it 20 lots out there, and we've got a couple that we're doing out there for some people. And, you know, the neat thing is, you know, right there, I mean, you're a stone's throw away from the city limits, but you're in the county. You know, they're one-acre lots. They're in Wall School District, and I think that's going to be a neat little development when they get that thing really up and going. But we got the first one. We're putting the pad in right now. So it ought to be up and going here in the next couple of weeks. We ought to have walls up.
And I know I just talked to Laura. She just had her kid at school, and she said that they just had their school. I guess they just opened the new elementary.
Yes, sir.
Wall.
Yeah,
so that was the first.
It's a week
time.
Old. Week old.
Yeah, so they got it going, and I know one of my daughters went to Wall, and she loved it out there. It's a great little school. A lot of people do, and you know, then hopefully we'll have another deal that we're going to be able to announce pretty soon. I hope we can be a little secret for right now. We kind of hopefully get that going. In the near future, so that'll be our little secret surprise for y'all coming up in the near future. We've got a lot of cool things going, so if you've got something, and of course, you know, you'll do a custom for somebody.
No doubt, yeah. We haven't done a lot of them up until the last couple of years, and we just got so many requests that we finally said that we'd branch out and do a few more of those, and we had so much going on our own plate, but we've slowly migrated into that part of the business, and it's been good for us, and We like helping people, and so it makes it a lot of fun. I mean, it's fun to go through the whole process, and I tell you what, you get tickled at watching people. You know, you throw too many ideas at a lot of people, and they just, man, they're all nice. And so helping people, guide them toward what's going to work for their life and the way they want to live once they get in the house. I mean, outside of your office, I mean, people spend a lot of time at their home, and so it's an important thing and an important decision, and so we've enjoyed that opportunity to work with people.
But it's tough. People say, I better build my house where I have exactly what I want. Folks, I'm going to warn you, you're never going to have exactly what you want, because you're going to get there and go, man, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. But it is neat to build your own house, you know, and experience it and go through that process and do it with your, you know, do it with your wife. And you pick out what you want and do the different things. And it's kind of a good creative deal to do together.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody gets a little apprehensive about it, and I tell them all the time, I mean, all a house is a bunch of boxes. I mean, you're just figuring out how you want to arrange the boxes, and once you kind of figure out your layout, but some people stress about it, but I tell them, enjoy it, because you're not going to do this many times in your life. Hopefully, you only do it once. You pick it, you get exactly what you want. I mean, you chuckle, because, I mean, you've moved a lot, but there's a lot of us that we find one, and we're going to stick it out, but it's actually a fun process if you just go through it and say, hey, I'm gonna enjoy from A to Z, from picking the spot that I'm gonna build it at to how do I want to set it on the land, or what's the floor plan gonna be. I mean, it can be a lot of fun. I mean, take it as a good thing, not a bad thing.
We're getting the signal that our time is up. But how do they get a hold of you?
You can give me a shout. You can call myself or my wife, Dee Dee. Phone number is 325-656-2625, or she's a lot easier to reach than I am, 234-0488.
Hey, Zane, I appreciate you taking your time to give us a little update. Folks, we appreciate y'all listening. We'll catch you next Sunday.